Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into You Can Negotiate Anything by Herb Cohen, a comprehensive guide that reveals the omnipresence of negotiation in daily life and its critical importance. The book breaks down the essential factors that determine negotiation outcomes and provides practical strategies for achieving win-win solutions across a broad spectrum of scenarios. Herb Cohen, with a career spanning over 4 decades as a professional negotiator, has engaged in diverse negotiation challenges, from high-stakes corporate mergers to sensitive hostage situations. His expert teachings have influenced audiences at top institutions, including the FBI, CIA, and Harvard University. Cohen's profound insights on negotiation have been featured in esteemed publications such as The New Yorker, The Economist, Time, and Rolling Stone, establishing him as a trusted authority in the field. You Can Negotiate Anything is for anyone who finds themselves negotiating in personal, professional, or even casual settings and seeks to enhance their negotiation skills. Whether you're aiming to improve your bargaining dynamics with your spouse, seeking fair treatment from your boss, or striving for advantageous outcomes with service providers, this book is your guide to negotiating more effectively and ethically. It is also a valuable resource for those looking to defend against aggressive negotiation tactics and achieve outcomes that benefit all parties involved. Join us as we explore how to harness the power of negotiation, transform your approach to conflicts and opportunities, and unlock mutually satisfying agreements in every area of your life. You Can Negotiate Anything. Anything you want, you got it. Introduction: Unlocking the Art of Negotiation in Everyday Life. Imagine navigating your day as a seasoned negotiator, turning daily challenges into opportunities by shifting your perspective on what's possible. Negotiation isn't just for boardrooms and legal battles. It's a skill you can apply from convincing your child to behave at dinner to securing a well-deserved raise. Astonishingly, the canvas for negotiation is broader than you might think, encompassing everything from department store prices to mortgage rates, and even interactions with seemingly immovable entities like the IRS. Yes, even tax officials are open to negotiation because, at the heart of it, they're human too. Recognizing that negotiations form the backdrop of our daily interactions can be a game changer. Why not refine this skill that can so dramatically influence your life's outcomes? One critical insight for successful negotiation is realizing that not everyone you encounter will have the authority to give you what you want. Organizations are structured in hierarchies for a reason, and often the initial person you encounter may have limited power to make decisions. The key is persistence, pushing beyond the first no to reach someone with the authority to say yes. Consider the author's experience at a Mexican hotel. Upon being told there were no available rooms, he didn't accept defeat, but instead asked to speak with the manager. With a clever quip hinting at the flexibility reserved for VIPs, he secured a room. The lesson? Always elevate your request to the appropriate level of authority. The factors guiding your decision to negotiate should come down to 3 simple questions. Is this comfortable for me? Will negotiating meet my needs? Is the potential outcome worth my effort? If the answers lean towards the positive, you are in a prime position to negotiate. With the realization that most facets of life are open to negotiation, embracing this art could not only expand what you deem possible, but could transform daily challenges into rewarding victories. As you navigate your daily life, consider the myriad opportunities to negotiate and remember. Mastering this skill could be your key to unlocking a world of possibilities. Part 1. Steering clear of the winner-takes-all approach in negotiations. Negotiation, for some, is akin to entering a battlefield where victory is the only acceptable outcome, and each gain for one side is perceived as a loss for the other. This mindset, reminiscent of strategies employed during the era of the Soviet Union, views negotiation not as a path to mutual benefit, but as an arena for asserting dominance. Understanding and identifying these tactics is crucial for anyone wishing to navigate negotiations successfully and protect themselves from being steamrolled. A hallmark of this confrontational approach is the adoption of absurdly unyielding initial positions. An illustrative episode occurred when the Soviet Union sought to acquire a piece of property on Long Island. They offered a mere $125,000 for land valued at $420,000, demonstrating a flagrant disregard for reasonable valuation. When the seller, in a conciliatory gesture, reduced the asking price to $360,000, the Soviet negotiators saw this as a weakness to exploit, responding with a paltry increase to $133,000. Such miserly concessions are characteristic of this aggressive style, relying on the pressure of impending deadlines to force the other side into submission. Moreover, these negotiators often employ representatives who seemingly lack the authority to make meaningful decisions, a tactic designed to frustrate and fatigue their counterparts. Emotional manipulations also come into play, ranging from overt bullying and storming out of discussions to more subtle methods like emotional outbursts designed to disconcert and disarm opposition. Encountering a negotiator who subscribes to this winner-takes-all mentality can be daunting, leaving one to wonder whether engaging is worthwhile. Walking away is sometimes the best strategy, preserving resources and sanity for more favorable opportunities. However, if engagement is necessary, setting firm personal boundaries and maintaining a composed demeanor is paramount. Allowing emotions to dictate the course of negotiations can lead to suboptimal outcomes, swaying the balance unduly in the favor of a manipulative counterpart. In essence, recognizing and safeguarding against the battlefield tactics of Soviet-style negotiators is essential for anyone aiming to navigate the complex world of negotiation without falling victim to zero-sum game strategies. By understanding these tactics, one can approach negotiations with the resilience and clarity needed to seek outcomes that are mutually beneficial, rather than succumbing to the pitfalls of a confrontational mindset. Part 2. Forging paths to agreement. The essence of win-win. Negotiations. Negotiation at its core doesn't have to be a tug of war where one side has to lose for the other to win. The common perception of negotiation as divvying up a finite pie often leads to compromise, where both sides relinquish something they value. Yet, the golden rule of negotiation reveals a more fulfilling approach, a win-win outcome, where all parties walk away satisfied without sacrificing their core desires. The pivotal shift comes when participants move beyond the explicit demands laid out on the negotiation table to the underlying needs and unspoken desires fueling those demands. By understanding that everyone comes to the table with unique and often complementary needs, the opportunity to satisfy all parties without any loss becomes apparent. Harmonizing these needs is the key. Take, for example, the challenge of planning a family vacation, a seemingly trivial task that can quickly escalate into a stalemate. One person dreams of the hot Texan sun, another craves the imposing beauty of the Rocky Mountains, while you find peace by the serene Great Lakes. On the surface, these desires appear mutually exclusive, leading to seemingly insurmountable deadlock. However, diving deeper into the underlying needs behind these vacation dreams, a craving for mountainous landscapes, a yearning for warmth coupled with tennis, and a simple wish for a lakeside retreat, reveals that these needs are not in conflict. In fact, they point to a solution that satisfies everyone, a Colorado resort that offers it all. But achieving such win-win solutions relies heavily on the oil that smooths the negotiation gears: trust. Without it, parties remain guarded, less inclined to reveal their true needs or make the necessary concessions to reach an optimal outcome. Building trust, especially in negotiations outside of the familial circle, requires intentional effort both before and during the negotiation process. Creating a rapport prior to negotiations and emphasizing shared objectives during discussions can bridge gaps and foster a conducive atmosphere for collaborative problem solving. In essence, navigating towards win-win outcomes in negotiations isn't just about relentless bargaining for one's demands, but uncovering and aligning the deeper needs of all parties involved. It's a journey from confrontation to collaboration, underscored by trust, that leads to agreements where everyone feels like a winner. Part 3: Unlocking Your Negotiation Power, Harnessing Diverse Sources to Triumph. In the intricate dance of negotiation, power doesn't solely rest in the hands of those with obvious authority or resources. Rather, it thrives in the nuanced, less apparent sources available to each party involved. Understanding and leveraging these can transform your negotiation outcomes, regardless of the scenario. Consider the dynamic between you and your boss. At first glance, it appears that your boss wields significant power, with the ability to assign tasks that could either reward or challenge you. Yet, this is just the surface of negotiation power dynamics. Imagine you're stepping into a department store to purchase a new refrigerator. The power in this situation may seem skewed towards the salesperson who has the final say on the price. Yet, the reality is that your power in this negotiation stems from the variety of choices at your disposal. If there's an identical fridge available across the street, your ability to walk away places you in a position of strength. Conversely, if you're under pressure to make a quick purchase, this urgency could tilt the power balance in favor of the salesperson. Power in negotiations can also emerge from leveraging unique angles. For instance, mentioning that a relative received a discount on the same model can tap into the power of precedent, suggesting that a discount is not unprecedented. Alternatively, presenting yourself as an expert in the field, perhaps by casually offering a business card that identifies you as a fridge expert, draws upon the power of expertise and credentials, challenging the salesperson to reevaluate their pricing. However, sales clerks are often well-versed in deploying their own form of power, the power of legitimacy. This often manifests as a policy or sign clearly stating no discounts, a tactic designed to disarm your negotiating leverage. It's worth noting, though, that these barriers are not insurmountable, often crumbling when faced with someone of higher authority willing to make an exception. In the realm of negotiation, actual power and perceived power intertwine closely. The essence of negotiation success lies not only in the tangible power you hold, but crucially, in your perception of that power and how effectively you convey it to the other party. Embracing the full spectrum of power sources at your disposal, from the alternatives you have to invoking precedents to highlighting your expertise and challenging the legitimacy of set rules, can empower you to navigate negotiations with confidence and skill. Remember, your negotiation power extends far beyond the obvious, lying in both the seen and unseen forces at your command. Part 4: Mastering the Art of Gentle Coercion in Negotiations. Procuring a discount on that elusive fridge at your local department store can become a classic case study in the subtle art of negotiation. The challenge lies not only in convincing the salesperson to lower the price, but in creating a scenario where saying no becomes increasingly difficult for them. Consider employing a strategy of exhaustive engagement. Rather than zero in on the fridge you desire, embark on an exhaustive exploration of every model available. Ask detailed questions, invoke the need for technical manuals, and express ponderous indecision. Then, heightening the stakes, return the next day with a relative, claiming their expertise necessitates a second comprehensive demonstration of every fridge in the store. Through this drawn-out process, the salesperson commits time and energy into your potential purchase, making a discount appear as a relatively minor concession in the grand scheme of their investment. This tactic leverages a simple yet powerful principle. The more the other side invests in the negotiation, the more inclined they become to concede to ensure the deal closes. It's a delicate dance of encouraging commitment without coercion. However, this strategy is a double-edged sword. Imagine arriving at the store with your family in tow. A savvy salesperson might pivot their sales pitch to your enthusiastic entourage, knowing that once your family is enamored with a specific fridge, your negotiating leverage significantly diminishes. In this scenario, it is you who may end up conceding. To navigate such predicaments, it's crucial for all members of your party to align with a common objective before engaging in negotiations. This cohesion ensures that everyone presents a united front, minimizing the likelihood of being divided and conquered by opposing negotiation tactics. The essence of successful negotiation hinges on making it challenging for the other party to decline your requests, while simultaneously safeguarding against becoming a victim of the very tactics you deploy. It requires a delicate balance, a deep understanding of human psychology, and an unwavering commitment to collective goals. As you tread the fine line of negotiation, remember to wield these strategies judiciously, always mindful of the mutual respect that underpins truly successful deals. Part 5: Leveraging Information for Negotiation Mastery. The battle lines of negotiation are often drawn around the information each party holds. Armed with insight into your adversary's needs, deadlines, and limitations, you position yourself advantageously, wielding knowledge as power. This strategic gathering of intelligence isn't confined to the negotiation table. It commences long before formal discussions begin. Consider the scenario of negotiating a salary raise with your boss. Rather than waiting for the scheduled meeting, proactive steps such as reviewing the upcoming fiscal year's salary budget or seeking insights into your boss's negotiation habits can offer invaluable foresight. As the negotiation unfolds, the manner of questioning plays a pivotal role. Engaging inquisitively, even adopting an air of naivety, can prompt your opponent to divulge critical information. Masking your depth of understanding not only cushions their ego, but can also lead them to underestimate your acumen, thereby revealing more than they might have in a more confrontational exchange. The dance of information sharing is a delicate one, entailing a reciprocal reveal of cards. While your counterpart might offer up details of their constraints, such openness often comes with the expectation of reciprocity. Thus, discretion becomes key in deciding which pieces of information to share and which to withhold. The tactical makeup of concessions further underscores the complexity of information sharing. By initially proposing a conservative offer, followed by a significant increase only if rebuffed, you inadvertently signal the breadth of your negotiating boundary. For instance, an initial offer of $100 for a refrigerator, hastily escalated to $500 upon rejection, might inadvertently reveal your higher threshold. Contrastingly, a modest increment suggests a tighter boundary, potentially preserving negotiating leverage. In the realm of negotiation, the adept management and utilization of information emerge as crucial elements of success. Through strategic preparation, astute questioning, and careful information sharing, you can navigate the negotiation landscape with informed precision, turning potential adversities into opportunities for advantageous outcomes. Part 6: Mastering the Tick of the Clock in Negotiations. In the realm of negotiations, time is not just a ticking clock on the wall. It's a pivotal player that can sway the outcome dramatically. Likened to students scrambling to submit assignments at the 11th hour, negotiations often see a surge in momentum as deadlines loom. This 11th hour phenomenon underscores the strategic use of time as both a weapon and a shield in the negotiation arena. Imagine holding the upper hand simply because you're not ensnared by the same ticking countdown that pressures your opponent. With ample time on your side and freedom from the constraints of an imminent deadline, the ball is squarely in your court. This advantage becomes glaringly obvious as the deadline nears for your counterpart, compelling them to concede ground in a bid to clinch a deal. Reflect on an experience shared by the author, wherein he embarked on negotiations in Japan on behalf of his employer. Immersed in the rich tapestry of Japanese hospitality and culture, the author found that the serious matter of negotiations was deferred until the final day of his 2-week visit. Racing against time, with negotiations spilling over into the journey to the airport, the author was cornered into a compromising deal. A stark reminder of the strategic disadvantage of being up against a deadline. This tale serves as a poignant illustration of the importance of perceiving deadlines not as immovable finish lines, but as flexible elements of the negotiation landscape. When confronted with a deadline, a calm reassessment of the actual implications of overstepping this temporal boundary can offer clarity. It's crucial to weigh the pros and cons, determining whether the purported deadline warrants urgency or if it's a negotiable point. Equally important is the recognition that your adversaries are likewise governed by their deadlines. The awareness of their temporal constraints provides you with leverage, as the prospect of an approaching deadline may induce them to offer concessions. In essence, while deadlines undeniably exert influence over the dynamics of negotiations, their power is not absolute. Mastering the art of leveraging time, both yours and your opponent's, can transform deadlines from formidable foes into valuable allies, enabling you to navigate negotiations with strategic grace and agility. Part 7. Cultivating the personal touch in negotiations. The art of negotiation extends far beyond mere numbers and hard facts. It thrives on the human connection. By bringing a personal dimension into play, you markedly increase your chances of tipping the scales in your favor. This humanizing factor can stem from simple acts of decency and likability, transforming the negotiation landscape profoundly. Imagine being pulled over by a police officer for a traffic violation. In this scenario, embodying the role of a distressed tourist, teetering on the edge of tears, is likely to elicit more sympathy than adopting an arrogant demeanor. This is a testament to the power of vulnerability in evoking empathy, even in the most formal of interactions. The influence of likability is so potent that it can overshadow reasoned judgment. Courtrooms in America have witnessed juries absolving defendants in the face of damning evidence, swayed by the unpleasant demeanor of the prosecutor. Similarly, the allure of a personable salesperson can draw customers back to a store, even if it means paying a premium over the neighboring competition. However, threading the personal touch into negotiations is a delicate balance. Tilting towards rudeness or offensive behavior can backfire dramatically. Such missteps in private settings might necessitate concessions to amend the faux pas. In public, they can not only tarnish relationships, but also create a visceral enemy, someone who opposes you on a deeply personal level, eager to thwart your endeavors at every turn. Once forged, such adversaries are difficult to convert, often nurturing their animosity long term. The sweet spot in maintaining a personal yet professional tone lies in cool composure. Imagine you're negotiating on someone else's behalf. This mental distancing helps in keeping emotions at bay, enabling a focused, strategically empathetic approach. Such an outlook allows you to wield the personal touch effectively, making it a powerful tool rather than a potential pitfall. In sum, navigating negotiations with a personal appeal, the right kind, can be a game changer. It's about being human, relatable, and mindful of the delicate dance between personal warmth and professionalism. When done right, making it personal in negotiations isn't just good strategy, it's transformative, paving the way for more meaningful and successful engagements. Final summary. Negotiation is an integral part of our everyday lives, often happening without us even realizing it. Whether we're discussing household chores or closing significant business deals, the ability to negotiate effectively can profoundly impact our outcomes. This book's essence is to equip you with the understanding that negotiation is not just a skill, but a necessary tool for navigating life's various transactions. With power dynamics, time pressures, and the strategic sharing of information playing pivotal roles, mastering negotiations can turn seemingly insurmountable challenges into opportunities for mutual gain. Unraveling the fabric of negotiation. Every negotiation scenario presents a unique blend of strategies and dynamics. From the competitive zero-sum approach reminiscent of Soviet-style negotiators to the more harmonious win-win possibilities, recognizing the type of negotiation at play is crucial. By understanding these dynamics, one can navigate towards outcomes that are beneficial for all parties involved. The pillars of effective negotiation. The success of a negotiation hinges on several critical factors. Harnessing different sources of power ensures that you enter negotiations from a position of strength, making it difficult for your opponent to say no without falling prey to the same tactic requires a delicate balance of persuasion and resistance. The judicious distribution and withholding of information can tilt negotiations in your favor, highlighting the importance of preparation and strategic thinking. Moreover, deadlines need not be absolute, but should be leveraged to instill urgency and facilitate agreements. Lastly, personalizing the negotiation process by fostering connection and empathy can dissolve barriers and foster a climate conducive to agreement. The path forward. As you step into your next negotiation, remember that every interaction is an opportunity to practice and refine these strategies. By approaching negotiations with a mindset focused on mutual satisfaction, leveraging the diverse tools at your disposal, and maintaining a personal touch, you empower yourself to navigate the complexities of human interaction with finesse and confidence. Armed with these insights, you can transform every negotiation from a potential battleground to a collaborative journey towards shared success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.